The Reds going for their second straight win over the Pirates. Homer Bailey on the hill trying to snap a 3-start losing streak. And that young fan having some fun on his birthday. Pick it up second inning, game tied at 1. Tucker Barnhart facing Jameson Taillon.
And it's hit into left center field, a base hit. And that will send the go-ahead run on. And it's an RBI base hit that gives the Reds a lead back. Here's a pitch swung on, fly ball, tattooed back into deep right field. That ball's gone. Billy Hamilton, for the second time this season, has hit a 3-run home run off Jameson Taillon.
Battled through injuries and at times subpar performance. There's a fly ball deep right center field going way back. That's going to be gone. Jesse Winker delivers a big fly. Well, here's another first for Jesse. Home run number one for Jesse Winker, inserted into the lineup tonight. He's come up with a big defensive play. This is a sweet swing, Chris.
Here's a high fly ball lifted into left field, driving Marte back and close to the wall. He caught the ball. In fact, he stole another home run away from Jesse Winker. That ball was hit high enough that Marte just continued to float back toward the wall. He must have felt like he had a good chance of catching it. At the last second, he went above the wall to steal an opposite field home run from Jesse Winker. What a catch.
He takes strike three, called right at the knees. I mean, great placement there. That fastball by Homer Bailey. The pitch. And he went around, according to Adam Hamar. That's a strikeout.
2-2 pitch is tapped back to Bailey. He'll run toward first and flip it on to Votto, and they're two out.
The Reds win their second in a row, taking it 9-1. Homer Bailey snaps a 3-start losing streak, allowing one run in 6 frames. Billy Hamilton finishes with 2 hits, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. The Reds play Scott Schebler on the 10-day DL with a left shoulder strain. Jesse Winker with his first career home run. He talked to the media after the game.
Kind of just came in and went for it. It was a really cool moment, and it was just fun to be a part of a good win, too.
What does it mean, you get called up, and this call-up's clearly different than the previous ones where you just got to kind of have a little taste here and there. This one's going to be a little bit more of an opportunity for you. What does it mean to you to get that and obviously produce it the first time out?
It's huge. You know, it's something you wait for ever since you're a kid. It's the opportunity to play in the big leagues and get the opportunity to show that, you belong and that you can help contribute. So just going to take it day by day and play hard and see where the chips fall.
Did Scooter kind of surprise you with the fake high five there? Did you think the silent treatment was over?
I thought it was over. Scooter got me pretty good on that one. Pump fake, so.
What time did you get here this evening?
I want to say I got in the clubhouse at like 6:25 or 6:20, somewhere around there.
So how much pregame stuff were you able to do to get ready? I mean, especially when you're batting in the first inning.
I had some chicken, I hopped in the shower, stretched real quick, took about 5-6 swings in the cage, threw with Scooter for the game, and went up to play. I kept it simple. Didn't really have time to think about anything other than I knew Taillon was pitching, and I had some ABs against him last year in AAA, so I just kind of remembered on the way over here what he kind of threw against me. I remembered he had a big curveball, and then I kind of just went from there.
You got robbed, obviously. You almost had a second home run.
Play was incredible. Yeah. I was kind of shocked that he caught it and brought that back. I was hoping that maybe there'd be a Reds fan in there to snatch it or something. But I was just happy to put some good swings on balls today. I thought I had 5 good at-bats, hit the ball hard 5 times. And, Marte, that's just I don't even know how to describe that other than it's an unbelievable play.
Homer Bailey snaps a 3-start losing streak as he allows just one run in 6 innings of work.
Honestly, today I feel like y'all have no reason to talk to me. Jesse hits his first home run. Tucker really pulled me through that one today. Sorry about that. He led me through that all day today. Defense was great. We put up 9 runs. I think y'all need to be talking to the offense today and not me. You just missed all of it.
Even after 6 innings of 1-run baseball?
Like I said, Tucker really, really pushed me through that one today and just kind of had to follow his lead and just go one at a time. When you get that kind of run support, it's good to see our bats really wake up today and against a team that's been playing pretty well. So I think I need to be talking to the offense today, not me.
The Reds pick up their second straight win. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
And I think really an important outing by Homer, because in the first inning it wasn't, he wasn't sharp. you know, we had scored, and then they immediately came back and added on a run, and he just didn't look real crisp. You know, the command wasn't great. He was about 50% strikes. Fastball was being pulled. The slider was kind of flat. And he kind of got into the flow of the game and ended up giving us six really valuable innings, especially the first of, you know, 20 straight games to pitch six full, give us an opportunity to really get out there and extend the lead was big for us. And even more importantly, that he kind of got on top of his game. You know, he'd be all of a sudden, he looked like, you know, like vintage Homer more so than a guy that was trying to find his way.
You got a rare home run from Billy Hamilton, and you got to be happy for Jesse Winker. Wow, the manager, kid gets called up, you put him right in the starting lineup. Brilliant move.
Well, that's what I try to do, is be brilliant as much as possible. I haven't been nearly brilliant enough this year. So, no, I mean, on a serious note, certainly, you know, Wink's up here. Schebler is on the DL now, you know, so Winker will get quite a bit of playing time there for sure. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting game because Billy hits the homer, but Winker hits the homer and then hits another, what looks to be another one, and Marte makes a great play in left field to rob him of what would have been his second homer, which would have equaled his total for his season in Louisville. So it was kind of an interesting ball game in a lot of ways.
Do you think a guy like that, just at the major league level, for whatever reason, some guys come up here and might have more power over the long haul? Do you see that perhaps in Jesse Winker?
Well, I do. You know, I know, you know, talking with the staff in AAA over the last couple of springs, you know, that he certainly has the power component, but I don't want to get him to start thinking that he's got to hunt the home run. You know, he drove a ball that would have been out into left field. He hits a homer to right center on a high breaking pitch. He hit the ball on the barrel four times and was on base, you know, with the base on balls, etc., you know, frequently. So it's, those are the things that we need. You know, the power's nice, but it's extra base hits, hard contact, and on-base percentage help as well.
Hamilton came up lame after a knuckleball out there in center field. Stayed in the game a little bit, but then you took him out. Can you give us an update on his status?
Yeah, well, you know, I after he caught that ball in center, that line drive that knuckled on him, I never knew that he had any issue. You know, we talked between innings, and kind of messing around a little bit between innings, and I didn't know, and then I saw him after that ball that he caught out there in the outfield, and he's kind of moving around funky. So, you know, we're able to get him out of there, and hopefully it won't be any lingering issues with it, but we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Up next, the series against the Pirates continues on Wednesday with Robert Stevenson on the Hill.